It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi, brought to you by Vermont Victory Greenhouses and Gardener Supply. Hey there, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
I love a good tree. If I could, I'd probably like live in one like a Keebler elf, but it's always like the shape of the tree that draws me in first. And Japanese maples, they have that beautiful shape. And I understand that until recently, they weren't hardy enough to grow in our region. Can you fill us in on what's new with Japanese maples?
Yes, Japanese maples, the traditional tree that you often see in botanic gardens and photos of Japan and in places further south of here, have traditionally not really grown that well in Vermont because it's been so cold. You'd see them in the Champlain Valley and down in the southern Connecticut River Valley, but generally not so much. But that is changing. Japanese maples are beautiful trees. There's two different types. There's one that's more of an upright type that grows about 20 feet tall, so it's a great small tree for the landscape. And it has, whether it be green leaves or kind of a golden leaf or a red leaf. And then there are the weeping or cascading types that have those long arching branches. And even when the leaves have dropped in the fall, they look beautiful in the landscape. So the ones that have come out in the last bunch of years that are hardier than the old ones are hardy to zone 4 and 5. So that suits pretty much all of Vermont if you find the right place for them. And these are all the Jack Frost series out of Isley Nursery. One's called North Wind. It grows 20 feet tall, so it's more the upright type. Very heavily serrated leaves with an orange-red fall color to them. Arctic Jade is another 20-foot tall one that grows 15 feet wide, so a pretty big tree, actually, and again has some good fall color. And if you're looking for an arching or a cascading one, Ice Dragon only grows 8 feet tall but 10 feet wide and has beautiful combination of yellow, orange, and red fall color. That's kind of what these Japanese maples are known for, is a lot of that fall coloring. There are some old varieties like Blood Good and Benigawa that you can still grow, too. The key, though, is growing them in the right spot. So they want to be in a part sun location, probably more. Morning sun is best. Full sun is okay if you have a dark leaf type. They're very slow growers, so be patient with them. Mulch them, keep the soil moist, protect them from the cold, fertilize them when they're young, and they don't require much pruning. So they're really not that hard a tree to grow if you have the right site for them, and now we've got some hardier varieties.
Yeah, beautiful. Question time for you, Charlie. Deirdre's in southern Vermont and writes in to say, I've been noticing on my drive from the Berkshires to North Bennington, there are a lot of white pines that are turning brown. I realize it's been dry, but they seem to be showing signs of distress much more than anything else. It doesn't seem random. What do you think?
Well, yes, Deirdre, there has been a disease on white pines earlier this spring and early summer when it was really wet. And that disease is a white pine needle disease. It's a fungal disease. Turns the needles that brownish kind of color, and actually the needles start dropping too. It is all weather dependent. It's all about that cool, wet weather that we had there that really got this disease going. The good thing is that it will not kill the white pine trees unless the pine tree has already been diseased for something else. Those needles will drop, new ones will come out, and if you look around now, you'll probably notice that most of the white pines look like they're in pretty good shape. So it's good to notice those kinds of things, but not something to be too concerned about.
Hmm. I think we did some reporting on that, too. I can link that in the digital post of All Things Gardening. Barbara in Brookfield has a question that they write to us between sneezes. What's up with tree pollen this year? Driving around central Vermont, you can see pollen blowing off the pine trees in clouds, yellow pollen coating everything outside, people with allergies having a miserable time. Why is there so much this year?
Yes, I had a miserable time, and I don't have allergies. First time I did some over-the-counter allergy medicines was this spring. It has been a really heavy pollen year, especially the tree pollens, as you're mentioning about the pines. And it started early with the mild winter, and it's gone a little bit later with all the rain and everything. It's just, again, environmental or weather-related, having just the perfect conditions for pollen production, which, of course, is going to translate into more pine cones with more pine seeds in them, and just generally a healthier forest, but not so good for people who have allergies or people like me who thought they didn't have allergies.
Send us your questions, gardening@vermontpublic.org, and listen to this wherever you listen to podcasts. Next week's episode, we'll talk all about the cucumber beetle. Thanks so much, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.